This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Now to a voice from Los Angeles about what it takes to afford to live there. About one quarter of people working in the leisure and hospitality industries there are Latinx. And of those, Latinas face a gender wage gap that, according to one estimate, means Latina workers miss out on about $1.2 million in pay throughout their careers. And U.S. News has identified Los Angeles as the second most expensive city in which to live in the U.S., just behind San Diego. These gaps are part of what's fueling the current hotel workers' strike in Southern California.
You've been on strike for over four hard months. This is not just your fight, it's all of our fight. Luchamos juntos.
My name is Brenda Mendoza. I'm a uniform attendant at the JW Marriott. I've been working at the Marriott for about 14 years now. When I first started working at the hotel, it was my first hotel I've ever worked at. For me, it was, you know, super excited working on a new property that was just finished being built. And, you know, the pay rate back then for me was, it was great. I got to the point on April of last year, seeing that the rent was almost hitting $3,000 for a two-bedroom, two-bathroom unit. I said, that's, you know, a payment for a house. So I took that leap of faith and I purchased my home. But my home, I had to purchase it in Apple Valley because that's where I was able to buy it. I wake up at 3 a.m. We have to be out of the house by 3:30 to be able to make it to my first boy's job that he starts at 5:30 a.m. My shift starts at 7 a.m. So I have to leave my husband at 6:30 at his job. So he waits quite a while because he starts at 8 a.m. So he's the one that waits outside until his shift starts. And I keep the car. It's been difficult, you know, having to sacrifice, you know, not sleeping much like I was before. I get tired of driving basically 100 miles coming down and going back up. But, you know, we make those sacrifices for our family to have something, you know, for the future. When we go into work, we put everything. We give our energy, we give the better of ourselves, you know. We don't want to be overworked and underpaid. We want to be treated as equal. And I come from, like, my grandma, my mother, they were housekeepers. So I see the work that they put in, how physically, you know, the job is, and how they're left after working so many years. Physically, they're just, you know, they're just tired. They're hurt from everywhere. My grandma passed away August. She had so many health issues, you know, that probably if she would have taken care of herself back then, but she needed to work. She gave everything to doing the housekeeping position. Since she's worked her whole life doing that in hotels. So, you know, that's one of the reasons why I push and I help, you know, the union and coworkers to, you know, help us so we know that we can have something better for the future. And it's not going to be easy. You know, it's going to be a challenge. But we have to fight for what we believe in and what we deserve. Because we put in so much of our lives into these jobs. Physically, it's, you know, tiring. It's just a lot. And sometimes we make sacrifices like I do, along with my family.
A view from striking hotel worker Brenda Mendoza, who lives in Apple Valley, California, a bit like moving near Philadelphia to work in New York City. Marketplace's Erica Soderstrom produced that.